Well, good evening, everyone. This is Linda Kaminsky, and I want to welcome you to our Connect for Success call. This is our first call of the year, and I'm excited to be here with you tonight, and I want to thank you all for joining me. The purpose of our Connect Success calls is to help you grow your business and build your business much faster and just to have more overall success in everything that you do with LeBri. So today's topic, I'm going to reveal to you an activity that's going to help build you a very successful and prosperous business. Now imagine building a LeBri business where you could count on thousands of dollars of residual income every single month. So how would that make you feel? Well, I'd venture to say you'd feel pretty excited and happy about your business. Now, this is a proven activity and will bring you big results when you make a commitment to doing it all the time, not just once in a while or when you feel like it, but making this activity a part of your weekly business success plan. It isn't difficult to do at all, and in time you're going to find it's even lots of fun. I know I did, and I still do today. So, what is this activity? Well, are you ready? Okay, this activity that I'm referring to that can help you explode your business and help you achieve thousands of dollars of residual income every month is called, drum roll, follow up. Yep, follow up, customer care, taking care of your customers. So whether you're following up with a potential prospect who just purchased samples or a new customer who ordered products from the show, your attention to follow-up will make all the difference in the success of your business. Now, perhaps you've heard the phrase, the fortune is in the follow-up. And make no doubt about it, it truly is. Follow-up is serious business. And why is that? Well, follow-up will guarantee you that your business is going to grow, and when your business grows, that, of course, means more income for you and your family to enjoy. It's important to take care of your customers, to service your customers. You know, when you think about it, your customers make the best evangelists for our products, oftentimes telling others about their results that they're getting from our products, and they start referring people on to you. Now, when you take good care of your customers, it's likely they will continue to order from you for many years and will eventually want to join you in the business as well. So let's take a minute and talk about why customer follow-up is such a profitable activity for you to engage in. Well, first of all, when you follow up with a customer, it shows that you simply, sincerely care about her. You know, it's important that even after the sale is made, that you're there for her to answer questions. Following up cements your relationship with the customer. You know, we live in a very competitive world, and your customers have to trust you. They have to know that you care about them. Make your LeBri product easier to buy than your competition's, or you're going to find that your customers start buying from them and not you. If they don't know who their consultant is, and if your customers don't know how to get a hold of you, they can be easily persuaded to buy, number one, from another consultant, or they can easily be lured away from another direct seller. I mean, it's a competitive world. And the bottom line is that if the customer is having a challenge with something, perhaps she's going through a correction or something, you're there to support her and help answer the questions. Remember, the customer doesn't just buy LeBri products. When you're at a show or you're doing a one-on-one and you're sharing the products with family and friends and guests at a show, the customer buys you just as much as she buys the products. The customer must not only like her LeBri consultant, but she must also trust her. Also, in addition to residual income, good customer care is going to bring you more shows, and who doesn't want that, more referrals, and who doesn't want someone calling them up saying, hey, my friend Cindy has been ordering your products and she really loves them, I'd like to learn more about them, and of course, more sponsoring leads, and everybody would like to have that. But to get to that point, It requires that you take good care of your customers. Choose to deliver amazing service to your customers, and you're going to stand out because they don't get that anywhere else. It's very easy to leave a business or a person that you're doing business with if you feel they don't really care about you. We all know how exciting and profitable it is when a customer purchases from you for the first time. Imagine having that feeling again and again. And you can pretty much guarantee that your customers will order from you over and over again after you've made the initial sale by continuing to show your customers that you care and by fulfilling your customers' needs. When you take a few minutes to follow up with a new customer, it shows them that you want them to be happy with the purchases that they've made. So why wouldn't someone want to offer excellent customer care? So think about this for a minute. Think about the time and effort that you invest into a new customer. So let's say that you book a show. Then, of course, you coach your hostess. Then you get your kit ready to go take to the show. You get yourself ready to go to the show. You get into your car. You drive to the show. You meet everyone at the show, and you proceed to do the show, which takes anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours. And then you get the guests on the show excited about the products. You help everyone place their orders, and then you pack up your kit, and you drive yourself back home. Then you enter your orders either that evening or the very next day. Your show is a success, and you're happy. And at this point, you've made an investment of time and effort into your show and your new customers. So when you think about it, that's a fair amount of effort and time. Your customers are excited to start using the products. Some may have some questions after they receive their product, and some may begin using the products incorrectly, and it does happen. Remember, when you do a show or a one-on-one, your customers are learning a lot. They can't remember everything that you're teaching them. And many times people don't read. They don't always read the information that comes in their new customer packet that comes in their order. So it's important that someone is there to make sure they don't have any questions and that they're using the products correctly. So now let's say the customer gets her products. A week goes by, then another week, and they don't hear from their Labrie consultant. And for some of them, their enthusiasm about the product and their consultant begins to wane. They may have spent over $100, and they don't hear a thank you back from their consultant. They don't hear at all from their consultant as to whether they have any questions or how they're enjoying the products. So what kind of message do you think their Labrie consultant is sending their customer? Well, it's certainly not a good message. The message simply is, I made the sale, and I really don't care all that much that you're happy with your Labrie purchase, and oh well, if you have questions, you'll figure it out. Now, I know that sounds a little bit, a little bit bold by saying that, but that's really the message that the consultant is sending to her customer when she doesn't follow up. And so I want to say this again. Remember, your customer does not just buy Labrie. Your customer also buys you. The Labrie products plus a caring consultant who chooses to follow up, now that's going to bring you success. And if you want what I always call the bread and butter income, the easy income, the residual income that comes with taking care of your customers, then follow up is something that you must get serious about and do consistently. When you revolve your world around the customer, more customers are going to revolve around you, and that's a proven fact. So let's talk a minute about why wouldn't a consultant follow up with her customers? Well, maybe the consultant doesn't understand how important it is and therefore doesn't make it a priority in her business. Perhaps she doesn't know how to follow up, what to say. Perhaps she thinks it's too time-consuming. Or perhaps she says to herself, well, if she has a question, she should just call me. And, you know, I have to say something about that. Because wouldn't it be, in the perfect world, wouldn't it be the best thing if when you have a customer, they know your phone number, they know how to get in contact with you, that they would just pick up the telephone and give you a call when they have a question? Well, in 30 years, I haven't figured it out yet, but most of your customers won't do that. Don't expect them to call you even when they have a question. I'm not sure why that is. I don't know if they're a little bit shy about picking up the phone. Maybe they don't know you that well yet. But I can't tell you how many times I would contact a customer and they'd say, "Oh, I'm so glad you called me." And I'd be scratching my head thinking, well, gosh, she's got four questions that she asked me. Why didn't she just call me? So at this point, understand that you're the one that needs to reach out and contact the customer. Don't wait for them to contact you. Another reason, perhaps, that someone wouldn't follow up with their customers is because they don't want to come across as being pushy. Now, remember, your customer care follow-up calls are to check in with your customer. It's not necessarily about getting her to buy more product. She already got product. What you're doing at this point is you are cementing your relationship with the customer. You're letting her know that you are there for her. Now, I'm not going to go into all the how-tos of follow-up. It doesn't take a lot of time. I feel that if you're going to make the investment of getting ready for a show and driving to a show and coaching a hostess, then the few minutes that it requires to do follow-up with new customers is well worth it because, again, it'll build your monthly residual income. But there's a lot of sources that you can refer to in your back room that will help you with customer care calls. Okay, one of them is under New Consultant Tools. It's your business guide, Chapter 3. That's right in the back room. There's also How Do I Follow Up? Those are frequently asked questions. That's also in your back room. Also under Hostess Program, there's a follow-up script. I know oftentimes I hear people say to me, well, you know, I'm not sure what to say. We've got this all printed out for you that you can follow what to say to a customer when you're calling them. And primarily you're simply saying something like, well, hi, Mary, this is Linda calling with LeBry. You've gotten the products now. You've had them for about, what, 5-6 days, and I'm just checking in to see how you're enjoying the products. How is your skin responding to treatment? And then, of course, you listen very carefully and pinpoint her skincare concerns. If at the show she told you that her skin was having issues with dryness, talk with her about that. Are you finding that your skin is a little bit more moist? Does it feel a little bit more hydrated to you? You know, talk about her skincare concerns because, after all, we want to make sure that the products are working for her. Okay, and she's going to appreciate that so much. So find out at the show what is the best way to contact her. And this is really where follow-up starts. It starts right at the show. When you are done taking the order, and I used to say this to all of my customers, this was a routine thing that I said to every new customer. After they placed their order with me, I said, you know, I'm very excited that you're starting the products, Mary, but I want you to know, not only are you going to get these outstanding products to use, but you're also going to get me. I'm going to be there for you to make sure that your skin sees the results that we talked about today. Now, what's really important, though, is that in the first 4 to 6 weeks that we connect with each other, I need to know how your skin is responding to treatment. I take my business very seriously. And I let them know right up front, this is my business. This is not a hobby. This isn't something that I just do for fun. I'm out there to help her. So I let her know right at the show or the one-on-one appointment that I am there and that she's also, when she's purchasing LeBry, she's also getting me at the same time and that I will need to talk with her at least 3 times within the first 30 to 45 days. So find out what is the best way to contact her. And perhaps she would like to be contacted on her cell phone. Maybe it's okay to call her at work. Perhaps she prefers email. So from the start, with your very first customer, get into the habit of providing good customer care follow-up calls. Call your new customers within a few days after they receive their products. You don't want to wait a week or two. That's way, way too long. They can get into some bad habits. Sometimes they forget to add water with their moisturizer. I remember talking to some people, and they thought that since the mask did such a great job lifting their skin, why not wear it to bed all night? Well, that, of course, is not a good thing to do. So you have to be there to make sure that they're not using the products incorrectly. Make sure that they're using their products twice a day and remind them, you know, hey, twice a day, we age 365 days a year, and twice a day is what's going to keep your skin young and healthy and keep those wrinkles away. Maintaining that good customer relationship and keeping your customers happy is vital to the success of your business. And if for some reason your customer, when you contact her, doesn't respond, then send her an email. Now, this has become, of course, a very popular form of communication. However, I still feel that when it comes to building and cementing relationships with your customers, it is not as effective of a tool as the telephone. When I'm talking to someone, I want them to hear my voice. I want them to hear how I care about them. I want them to hear my enthusiasm. You can't get those emotions across in an email. So the smart businesswoman is going to use the telephone as often as possible. Use email as your second source of follow-up. Whenever possible, we encourage you to talk with your customers. Get them to really bond with you. And on occasion, you're going to have someone who really does prefer, you know, texting is something that I'll just say, I'm sorry, I don't text. If someone says, well, just text me. I say, I know that's just not the way that I run my business. I really need to have a little bit more of a closer connection with you, and I prefer doing that on the telephone. So the first follow-up call is made within the first few days of your customer receiving the products. The second call is made about 2 weeks after that first call, and the third call is made towards the end of their first 30 days of using the product. Because remember that the skin does a lot of changing within the first 30 days. The old skin is being removed, and the new skin that's underneath is being nourished. And as that new skin grows forward, the skin will constantly change. So you want to make sure that after 30 days that she's happy and she's starting to see some really exciting results for herself. Now, follow-up doesn't need to take a lot of time. I know sometimes you might think, well, you know, I'm doing shows, I have a full-time job, I have a family. I'm going to really encourage you to find little snippets of time throughout the week where you can take 10 minutes here, 5 minutes there, and pick up the phone and call your customers. Why? Because this is going to bring you residual income. Most people have to continue to get up and go to work every single day in order to receive income. When you build a customer base and you take care of your customers and they begin to order consistently, which they will, some of you I know are experiencing that already, and I know that you like that effect. You love getting those checks every week in the mail. The way to get that to happen is to take a little time. It'll pay off big time for you, is to take a little time every week, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. You know, the noodles are boiling, make a customer care call. You might be waiting in the car, picking up kids from school, make a customer care call. These are little snippets of time that you can weave in throughout the week, and you're going to see that the end result, the reward, will be higher repeat business, which of course means more income for you. Now, there are different systems that you can put into place that are very simple and very effective to use. And I'm not going to go into those systems tonight, but I'm going to encourage you to connect with your executive manager, and she will be able to share with you the system that she uses. And again, these are very simple and they're very effective. So consistent contact with your customers will establish your reputation as a caring consultant in the community, and it will result, of course, in additional income for you. You're also going to discover that your customers will begin to refer others to you, and who doesn't want referrals, because they know that you're going to take good care of their friends and family because you've taken good care of them. So do what you do so well that others will want to use the products again and again, and they're going to want to bring you their friends and their family members. As you can kind of tell, I'm pretty passionate about taking care of our Labrie customers. And having built a very successful business in the past, I learned firsthand how important it is to stay connected to my customers. When I started in indirect selling, that's one thing that I was taught from my very first customer, is to care enough to connect with her, to see how her skin was doing, and to bond and to develop somewhat of a friendship. When I started doing that, within less than 3 years, I was able to have an income of $4,000 to $5,000 a month in just repeat income alone. Now, let me ask you, what would that kind of income do for you and your family? What kind of changes would that make in your lifestyle? So do you think that maybe weaving in some time during the week to talk and get connected with your customers is going to pay off big for you? Absolutely. And sometimes what happens, and I'm going to be really honest about this, is that, you know, at the home office at La Brea, every now and then, actually sometimes it happens a little bit more than I'd like to see it happen, we'll get a call from a customer, and she'll place an order, and she doesn't even know who her consultant is. She has no clue. And, of course, we're able to find her in the system, but that's not a good sign. Every customer should know who you are. Every customer should have some sort of a relationship with you. You know, our goal is to help you fulfill your dreams with La Brea. And the one action step that you can take right away to make gigantic strides forward in your business is to embrace follow-up calls and get committed to doing them. You know, today we're primarily talking about following up with customers, but this follow-up strategy really needs to be applied with your hostesses through hostess coaching. All the sample leads that you get, whether you're at a show. I mean, I have people that call the home office all the time, and they'll say, you know, I attended this trade show or this event or a craft fair or a wellness event, and I met this La Brea consultant, and she gave me literature, but her name and number isn't on the literature. So be sure that you always have your contact information on every pamphlet that you hand out. And be sure if you've given someone a sample that you've got their name and phone number that you can follow up with them, because you don't want to lose that person, because sometimes when these people call the home office, we're not able to track down who that individual belongs to and she's given to somebody else. So you don't want that to happen to you. So this strategy of following up with leads, sampling leads or new consultant leads, someone that is interested in the business, this should be applied on a regular basis. It just should be a habit. That's what I'm trying to say. It should become a habit. Follow-up should become a good habit that will bring you lots of great results. You know, I recently finished reading a really good book. It's called The Go-Giver. It's by Bob Burke and John David Mann. And I encourage you to pick up this book. It's a little book. It's a little over 100 pages. But the book tells a great story about how to serve your way to success. And it shares what is called the 5 laws of unlimited happiness and success in business. And the second law of success is the law of compensation. And this law states that your income is determined by how many people you serve and how well you serve them. And when you think about it, the 3 universal reasons for working are, 1, we work to survive, to meet, you know, basic living needs. And the second reason for working is to save, to go beyond the basic needs and expand our lives. And the third is to serve, to make a contribution to the world around you. Now, unfortunately, most people spend their entire lives focusing on the first, which is to simply survive. And a smaller number focus on the second. But those rare few who are truly successful, and not just financially, but genuinely successful in all aspects of their lives, keep their focus squarely on the third, and that is to serve. So how well have you served your customers? If you're nodding your head right now saying, yes, I'm doing a fantastic job of serving my customers, I applaud you. Good for you. Now, if you're saying to yourself that you've dropped the ball when it comes to your follow-up calls, then you must improve. You have to take this seriously. Taking consistent action by staying connected to your customers is going to have a huge impact on how quickly your business will grow this year. So be willing to reach out to others to show that you care and that you're serious about your La Brea business. And get passionate about providing excellent customer care. And when you get committed to this activity, you're going to see that your repeat income is going to flourish and your credibility in the community is going to stand out as a caring La Brea consultant. You know, I'm going to encourage everybody on the call tonight. You know, this is the month of love, right? We're in February. We have about a week left. This month, before it ends, reach out with love to your customers. Make some extra calls this month. Connect with your customers. If it's just to check in to see how they're doing with the products, do they have any questions? What's their favorite product? Just connect with them and bond with your customer. You might be surprised that when you do this, they might say something like, oh, you know, I'm so glad you called because I'm getting low on. Just reach out. Go into the back room. Get the scripts. Have them in front of you. Practice them. Everything has been written out for you to follow. It's very easy to do. This is not anything that's difficult at all. It takes a little time, but as I talked about earlier, it's well worth it. So make that your action plan before the month is over with. Take some extra time in the week that's coming up here and just reach out to maybe an extra 15, 20 people. Maybe there's someone that purchased quite a bit from you in the past and maybe you haven't had a chance to connect with her. Give her a call. Talk with her. Find out how she's enjoying the product. You know, there's something called the ABCs of customer service, and I'd like to go through that with you because I think it's rather it's interesting, and I think it just really sends home the message. Customer service is, for A, it's accessible and it's accountable. B, customer service is being ready, willing, and able. Customer service is C, commitment to excellence. Customer service is D, doing it right the first time. E, enthusiastic and empathetic. Customer service is F, follow up and follow through. G, going the extra mile. H, honorable and trustworthy. Inspired from top to bottom. J, joyfully doing whatever it takes to make the customer happy and appreciated. K, knowledgeable and resourceful. Customer service is L, living by the golden rule. M, maintaining the highest standards. Customer service is N, never an accident. O, orchestrated, integrated effort. P, paying attention to details. Q, quick to find solutions. R, realizing and treasuring goodwill. S, satisfaction served with a smile. T, I love this one, thankful for your business. U, under-promising and over-delivering. How about you? Have you been under-promising and over-delivering? V, valuing and incorporating feedback. Customer service is W, worth its weight in gold. X, extraordinary responsiveness. Y, yearning to exceed expectations. And Z, zestfully looking to improve. So I wanted to share that with you. So this month, reach out. When it's time to focus on your phone calls, focus in on the rewards that are going to come for you and your family. Think of all the benefits that you and your family are going to be able to enjoy with extra income through residual income that you're going to get from your repeat business. Because remember, following up, you're going to create a much more beautiful way for you and your family to live. So take care, everybody. That ends our call tonight, and I hope you're able to join me in March. Good night, everybody.